Okay, we're live.
We're live.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna be quiet until
he's gonna. You're gonna be silent the whole time.
Just
do a silent stream.
Silent stream. I'll tell you what. For the last several years, I was doing a silent scream. So,
we'll just come on, Cecil. We should do that one day. We should just come up for just quietly look at the camera.
We should do a mime stream. A whole mime stream.
We should do a mime
where we mime stuff. I'm not a good mime though. I could pretend I'm blowing up a balloon and it's my hand. I could do that one.
Yeah.
You've seen that one before, right? You're like, you know what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing. You don't have to see me. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't even. You
know what's up.
The thing is, Cecil, you can paint a mime picture.
I can paint a mime picture with my voice.
Yeah.
I'm a voice mime, folks. Yeah. That's what I am.
I'm like, what's the opposite of a silent mime? That's me.
Folks.
Just the talking.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Are you going to tell your Comcast story?
Oh, my God, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Why do you do this to me every time?
Because I love you, buddy.
You want to tune me up about Comcast every single time.
They love it more than Rupert.
So here's the fucking thing. The last week, I get a message from Comcast on my phone. And it says, hey, you have a low mocha response. And I was like, yeah, I haven't been to Starbucks for a couple of weeks. Of course I have a low mocha response. But evidently, that's something with my cable boxes and my modem that is not communicating with their box very well. And so I call them and I said, hey, you sent me this fucking thing. And they said, oh, yeah. Well, we got to send a guy out. And I said, cool, send a guy out. They said, well, we got to charge you $100 for it. And I said, why the fuck do you got to charge me $100 for it? Well, it's because you're not using the equipment that we have. If you were using our equipment, it wouldn't be an issue. But you're using off-brand, not our equipment. And I was like, okay, fine. Fucking I'll pay $100 to get you to come out. So they come out. Motherfucker comes out. And then he comes out and he's like, I fixed it. He comes out, he takes some things out, he waves his magic Comcast wand at a couple of things, and then he marches out triumphantly, I fixed it. Okay, cool. The very same day, I got a message from them, you got a low mocha response. And so I call Comcast back. Hey, still got a low mocha response. And their response was, cool. We can send a guy out. It'll cost you $100. And I said, wait a minute. I feel like this is a theme. And they said, oh, don't worry. We won't charge you $100 the second time. He didn't fix it this time. First time. So I was like, okay, fine. Motherfucker comes out. It's the same dude, Tom. It's the same guy. Yeah. Same exact guy. Next day. Comes in. Knocks on my door. I let him in. Hey, man. They say the same thing. And he said, okay, cool. I'm going to go check it out. And he goes and does and fucks around in the yard. And then he goes downstairs and he says, okay, I fixed it. And it's all done. I replaced the line this time. So it's 100% fixed. And I said, okay, fine. And he said, but they got to come out and bury the line. And I said, well, what did you do? Here's what he did. I have a yard now. I haven't had a yard for many, many years. Right. So I lived in a condo downtown. I just bought a house and it has a yard. Well, this motherfucker on the corner of my yard, he fucking put one of those coaxial cables, and it is no shit laying in the middle of my yard, running across my yard. I have a little sidewalk in the back. It's going to have to go underneath or above. I don't know where he's going to put it. And then it runs into my house as a giant orange fucking cable that runs all the way over the box that he just left there. And he also left garbage in my yard, and he just, like, cut cords and just threw them. I walked through the yard. I had to pick up after him, and then the fucking cord is just sitting out. Now I got to wait 14 days, Tom, for them to come out and bury this cord. 14 days!
They're gonna chew up your yard like Captain Crunch.
There's gonna be a guy, he's gonna drill a hole in my yard and fuck it in front of me. And then he's gonna make hard eye contact me while he does it. You know he's gonna do it.
So I gotta ask, like, they charge you $100 because you were using, like, your own modem.
Yeah, my own. Yeah,
It wasn't the modem. So you're gonna get the first $100 back?
I don't know. I'm gonna call him again to find out. But yeah, it's fucking somebody says it's $200 to clean up after him. That's exactly what it is. It's $200 to clean up after Comcast. I had to pay them to fuck my yard. That's what I did. God. I got cucked by my own yard.
Jesus Christ. They're going to send out.
They're going to ruin everything. They're going to dig. They're going to dig a 35 foot deep trench. That is going to be my yard. It's going to reach all the way across my yard. And then they're just going to toss the cable in it. And then they're going to leave without filling in the hole. I guarantee it. That's what's going
to
happen.
And if you want to fill in your hole, you can head over to AdamandEve.com. Enter Gloria checkout.
And if you want to pay $200 to get cucked, go over to AdamandEve.com. Oh, Jesus, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. It's just not great.
Oh, my God. Matthew and Chess says, I had that cable in my yard for a year.
Oh, no. No, I don't want it in there for a year. No. Fuck.
Somebody else says, they left a spool of cable in my alley, and the city threatened to fine me if I didn't move it. Comcast wouldn't come move it, so I left it in the middle of the street and said, fuck it.
Fucking,
I would
God
do the
damn.
Same thing. They leave a fucking spool of shit. I'd just put a fucking free spool of shit sign on it. Like, you can have it. Come fucking get it. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's all I'm saying. I just can't believe it. Every fucking where I turn, I get fucked by Comcast.
They are the there's thing is, like, you moved like 40 miles outside the city, and they're still the only game in town.
Yeah, they're genuinely
they're
the only game.
Only
they're
one
the
you
only
can
game.
Do. Yeah, yeah, that's it. You've got 100%. No other options.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So there's a couple of people that are asking about why I'm not in the studio. Guys, I'm sorry. We have some health issues in my house right now. So until those get resolved, I can't get to the studio. So I'm hunkering down at home until everybody is healthy. So I don't know when that's going to happen. We're not 100% sure when those situations will get resolved. I know I saw three or four people ask, but we'll get it. Once we get it resolved and get everybody healthy, then I'll feel comfortable leaving the house. But right now that's just not in the cards just yet, but the studio is up and running.
And it's waiting for Tom. I'm sitting across from a place waiting for Tom to be here the moment he can. And in fact, the CDC released guidelines today. And by the way, this has been the case for a while. People could have gotten together with other unvaccinated people. That has been the case for a while. But now the CDC released things that allowed even less restriction with the vaccination. And both Tom and I are vaccinated. So we will be we'll be in the same studio together. We'll be able to record together. Our families will be able to see each other. It's not a problem. So we're both looking forward to that time when that happens. So
yep, that's going to be so nice.
Yeah. Okay, so Ian has an idea. Ian has an
Don't
idea,
blame me.
and the idea is, we're gonna watch a video of a millionaire, a billionaire, billionaire.
I billionaire. Think he's a million.
I think
yeah,
he's
he might
a,
be
billionaire.
A billionaire. He might
this
be a billionaire.
A billionaire
by
it says it like right in the title. But he's a kombucha. Is that how you pronounce that? Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Kombucha billionaire. What is kombucha?
Gross.
Is that the fermented tea or whatever?
Yeah, it's fermented disgusting. Tea. It's got like booger slime on the bottom of it. It tastes like vinegar. And
I've had that once. It's so foul.
I like some of them. There's a couple of them that I like. Some of them are so bad. Kombucha that I've had, it's like on a spectrum. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's a little tangy. It's a little sweet. Okay. Or, oh my fucking God, that is the worst thing I've ever. There's no middle ground. There's never a time that I've had kombucha and been like, that's okay. That's middle of the road. It is fucking unbelievable when it's bad. Unbelievably bad.
Yeah, I the one I had was slimy though. Like you said, it has like a slimy like booger. Like you're like you're
the booger.
Drinking boogers. And I don't. Yep. I think that's bad. I haven't had anything else, so I've only tried it. But don't they have it? Don't they like have like taps of it in places where you could just walk in and get it out of tap? Because I was out west. And there was like a tap of it in one of these health food stores where you could just get it out of the tap. That's crazy.
Probably.
Shit.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Weird.
Hey, look, maybe it's good for you. I just don't like how it tastes. It's okay if you like it. Like, you can like stuff. That's all right.
Yeah. It's like drinking the bottom of the bottle when you homebrew.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
You know? Like,
that's
it's got
what it tastes like to me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got that slimy trub. That's really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Are people having problems with me? Am I like,
I don't know.
Jittery
I don't
or
see
something?
The glitchy, but occasionally it does glitch out. I don't know.
Am I glitching out?
It seems to only be on your side, not Tom's.
Okay.
So
We should call Comcast.
I'm gonna blame. Yeah, there it is. It's probably the orange wire. Go shake it.
All right, so here we go. Let's play this. Let's put this up on the screen and see if it plays. All right. I already hate it.
I'm definitely a perfectionist, so if everything is going really, really well, but maybe one thing is not, that's all I focus on. I believe that perfection is not a real thing, but the
Wait, what?
He sounds fun already, though, doesn't he?
What did he say?
I believe perfection is not a real thing, and if things aren't perfect, all I focus on is the thing that isn't
perfect. Okay, all right. Yeah. I think
he sounds fun. We should definitely be friends. Yeah. That sounds great.
Pursuit of perfection certainly is. When I started kombucha,
he looks like somebody took fucking Zuckerberg and made an evil twin. That's what he looks like. Zuckerberg's evil twin.
He looks so weird.
He looks so made out of plastic.
Holy shit, he looks fucking weird. Whoa, when he opened his eyes more, it got worse. How is that even possible?
Yeah, man, he's an android, dude. This is
scary. He's super uncanny valley, man. He looks like a drawing of what people would look like. You know? Holy shit.
I believe that kombucha would not be where it is if it wasn't for those humble beginnings that I experienced in the 90s. And over the 25 years that I've been making raw kombucha, we really have paved the way. You actually feel like the world is on your shoulders. It's rare that I feel that I am on top of the world.
I think it's what's in the bottom of a kombucha bottle. I think he carries that around with him.
What is he holding?
I think it's a bunny.
It's a rabbit, I think.
Is that?
It's a rabbit. Baby bunny. Oh, that is.
I am a creative person.
Holy shit.
And I am not your typical entrepreneur. I'm not your typical businessman. I see the world through a very different lens. I believe when you color outside the lines, you really give yourself
permission. There's no color in your house. What do you mean color outside the lines? You're in a fucking monochromatic white and black home.
He's in fucking Take On Me the video. Like, get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? There's gonna be a guy with a wrench that's gonna come around a corner and hit you in a minute.
I would love nothing more, Cecil, than to bring all four of my kids and a fucking box of crayons to his house. They would fucking ruin that place in an hour. 1 hour. They draw on his bunny.
They would fuck that bunny up.
And to celebrate that difference. There's only one.
Can you cut
one
a lemon slower?
I was raised in Bel Air,
so
went to private school in Beverly Hills. My parents at a very early age in my life took me to India to see a holy man named Sai Baba. Through that journey, I was exposed to more of a Eastern way of living and thinking and then subsequently eating. It was certainly the polar opposite.
He wears a lot of makeup.
So much makeup, Cecil.
It's
so
really
much.
I will say that his hair fade's pretty spot on, though. I will say he's got a good barber. He's got a good hair fade there.
It's the lips I can't get over.
Yeah, it's
I'm staring at those smackers. Man.
A bit of being in Los Angeles, where everything is about physical appearance and materialistic things. It was more about your purpose, what contribution you're making in the world.
Yeah, he clearly rejected that ideology.
Yeah, he threw that right out, guys. This is a very modest way to live.
My parents believed that food could be your medicine as well as your poison.
Oh, so
it was
stupid.
In the early 90s that a friend turned them on to a kombucha culture. And then they started to share it with friends and family, and then I started to notice that people loved it, but then would always come back and be like,
why are you showing it up close?
It. I know.
It's
gross. That looks like what's in the bowel. Like it looks like fucking in vitro fertilization that you're showing here.
Jesus Christ.
Some weird shit.
I've literally, every shit I've ever taken has looked better than that. Like, if I shit and it looked like that, I would call an ambulance. Are you kidding me? That's horrifying. I wouldn't want to eat that.
Exactly, right? You have to slurp it up. Like, you gotta slurp it.
Jesus.
How about I just buy it from you guys? And that was the first kind of cue that kombucha was very special, and that although people didn't really know what it was, they were really gravitating to it. And then the second is when my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then it helped my mother. And that was just like...
Oh, did it?
The clouds parted and I had this like vision of this needs to be shared.
What a waste of a refrigerator.
That's what I decided to do.
Oh, oh my God.
And then from there it just grew. The positive word of mouth.
I put it in my car
and
now.
The affinity that people started to have for what kombucha is and what it represents became the driving force within.
Powers my Lamborghini.
There are times where it feels lonely, where health and wellness has become quite the gold rush, that you have a lot of people.
Okay, pause it real quick.
And come.
Pause it. Cecil, how the fuck do you get biceps like that without forearms? He has skinny, skinny forearms.
He's got fucking ripped biceps,
and
though.
And huge biceps.
He's got fucking big biceps.
How in the fuck do you do that? You
have someone hold the weight for you, but you still curl it somehow?
Right. How do you do that? I literally don't even know why or how.
Someone said implants.
It's got to be. It's got to be because he's got skinny little forearms. And
maybe
he's got huge guns.
Maybe he's like those synthol guys. He's shooting kombucha into his biceps.
There you go. He's shooting that weird goopy shit in the bottom of the bottle.
Companies entering the space with one purpose only, and that's to make a lot of money. And they'll cut corners. They'll disparage you. They'll step on you.
Jesus,
they'll demonize you.
Ruin your contouring.
All these things to advance themselves.
God.
And they do leave the industry and the category pretty damaged. So what unfortunately is happening currently in the market is you're seeing kombucha trying to become a new age soda, which is just a sparkling flavored something. And
that's already what it
alive,
is.
That's what it
but
is.
But it's got boogers in it.
Yes. It's booger soda. Like,
it's
what
booger
are you
soda.
Talking about?
What are you talking about? It doesn't cure cancer. If I can buy it in a glass bottle at Mariano's, it's not curing cancer, asshole.
Kyle says he looks like bad CGI. 100%. He looks like a fucking bad graphic from a PS4 game.
Yeah,
100%.
He looks super weird.
I'm going to fight that with every fiber in my being because kombucha is the opposite of that.
What's the opposite?
It's
not
frustrating.
A drink. It's
kind
dry.
Of like watching
what are you talking about?
A world that you
kombucha is the opposite of that. It's a bag
up.
Of sand.
Yeah, it's a bag of sand. Feels like a boob.
And you're just hoping that it's not going to just torch everything. But it does. It does keep me up at night. I must admit.
Jesus Christ! That guy looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
What the fuck?
I already hate this, Ian. Thank you for showing.
Thanks,
me
man.
That.
Now I want to find out what kombucha company he owns to
Thanks,
make sure that
Ian.
I never buy that.
Ever. Wait till the next videos. There's some more that are really good.
All right.
We're gonna watch another one. Awful. Which one should I watch? Should I watch the $39 million penthouse, Ian?
That one is good because the house is so bad. But if you want another megalomaniacal, you want to watch the $500 million one.
But it's long though. It's like
I
30
know,
minutes long.
Just
what
watch
should
the
I
interview.
Do?
Just watch the
should
interview.
Should I watch? Just watch the interview.
And you will get the house is insane, but the interview is the good part.
All right.
Just imagine
an okay. Palatial
okay,
everybody.
House.
Let's do a straw poll. Let's do a straw poll.
Okay, we can do a straw poll.
Yeah, they got to vote. What are the two options?
Straw poll is a $500 million mansion guy gives an interview.
In L.A.
Or we see a $39 million penthouse in Central Park. Those are the two options.
$39 million penthouse in Central Park?
It's
things
got to
be upwards of 1,000 square feet for that kind of.
It's got a quote unquote view of the park. Okay, let me make this poll real quick. And here it comes right to there.
He's a Barbie girl in a kombucha world. That's amazing. Well, what else are we going to do? People are saying no. What else are we going to do, folks? Like, this is the stream, guys.
Somebody just yelled Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know what that refers to.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot we could talk about with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's just crazy, so.
I vote we roleplay Millionaire Cecil with a $30 million condo still having to deal with Comcast. There still wouldn't be any other option.
What is the votes looking like, Ian? Can you give me a...
Let's see. It is... The penthouse is winning.
Penthouse is winning.
Currently, 75 votes. Oh, L.A. Mansion is coming up. It's
oh, that's right. She chased after AOC today. Marjorie Taylor Greene chased after her today. That's right.
Yelled at her and whatever, and AOC was just, walked away. So I don't think AOC's going to debate her.
We covered it, guys. That's us covering it. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great? Who won, Ian?
Oh, we haven't hit 100 votes yet, but we're 13 away.
Guys, you got to vote.
It's the penthouse. It's
the penthouse is going to win?
Yeah.
$39 million penthouse.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I hope it's a one-bedroom.
I hope it's...
location, location, location.
It's a one big bedroom. Yeah. All right, let me copy this into my kombucha guy and get rid of kombucha guy.
Fuck.
I hate that guy though. Genuinely dislike him.
I hated his fucking house. His weird, dead, soulless house.
I have a whole ad I have to wait for, so wait a second.
Click the like button, everybody. Smash it, in fact.
Smash that like button, folks. We're pausing for a alter ego ad. All right. Okay, so this is the mansion, guys. Here we go. I'm not going to watch 10 minutes of this. What can I skip to? Can I skip to it or just watch the beginning?
You can just skip around. It's just...
I'll just skip around. Okay.
All right.
Ugh. God, okay.
What
okay.
The fuck is with that bathroom? What did
you
I just
can't
see?
Buy with that much money? You can't buy taste. Like what the fuck,
welcome
man?
To 1168th Street on the Upper East Side in Manhattan. This penthouse has over 6,200 square feet and 2,600 square foot of terraces. In this unique.
How many square feet did they say it was? Did you
I don't
catch
know.
That?
No, I
she
thought...
said 2,600 of terraces, but I'm curious
on
how big it is.
On the Upper East Side in Manhattan. This penthouse has over 6,200 square feet and 2,600 square foot of terraces. In this,
well, in Manhattan, though.
No, I know.
God,
that's why it's so funny, though.
It's a fucking castle in Manhattan.
Get me wrong. That's a lot of space, no matter what. But also, it's $39 million.
Yeah. Somebody said that accent sounds like one of Eli's inventions. She seriously sounds like Melania Trump's, like Eli's Melania. She seriously sounds like Eli's Melania. All right, we're going to fast forward a little. Oh, that's ugly room. Oh, it's such an ugly room. Like, that's such a shitty, ugly room. It's all black and gross and death-filled.
Welcome to my bedroom.
Has fine bedroom.
Yeah, Jesus. What are you, a vampire? What are you, 12? What's happening?
Look at the painting on the wall. Just like two fucking weird. They look like suspect photos.
It's so ugly.
Have you, like, these look like wanted, you know, like fucking robbing a bank photos. What the fuck is there? Like composite.
I'm just going to turn it down. So I don't want to hear what they have to say.
Oh, my God.
They keep showing the same footage, too. It's just a loop of the same
footage.
Show
me the rest of
the
house, assholes. They don't even have a pig barbecue.
God, they're doing a really bad job of all these transitions, too.
This thing is awful.
$39 million. It's a lot of money.
They should really consider getting some white marble, though. That doesn't look dated at all.
God, Jesus black marble. Christ. Jesus, black marble went out in the fucking early 90s, man. Black marble's disgusting. It
looks
horrible.
Couch. Couch is a fucking horror.
Doesn't that look like a...
What is that thing? Is that a mantle?
No.
See, what even is that on the wall? I don't even... Ian, what is that?
Art, maybe.
Get out of here. Shut up.
This shut up, art. Ian. You're lying to us, Ian.
It's an art.
Shut up.
Does it have an NFT? Can I get it?
Yes. It's crypto.
Though it's so beautiful. The great room over here where you have your nice bar with ice.
Did she say bar like it was a question? Like she doesn't even know what it is?
She wasn't sure it's a bar.
Like you see this thing over here? I don't fuck.
Clad in this very beautiful onyx. The onyx is also backlit with lighting, so in the evening,
so
this really stands out.
It's super tacky.
One of my favorite things.
Do they have a gold toilet
in
there?
It looks like it belongs at like a spa that hasn't been updated since the mid 80s. Like if you go to like an old hotel that has like a spa in it that was built like in the, you know, that Grand Geneva, Cecil?
Yeah.
It looks like the shit you would see at the spa at the fucking Grand Geneva. Nobody has fucking bought a new thing since 1988, and that's what's there.
What is that? Is that like a Beetlejuice portion of the program? What was going on there?
That's a great comment. It looks like a public bathroom sink in a nightclub. Yes.
I mean, seriously, $39 million? Can you know? You know what you could do for $39 million?
You'll buy a lot more anywhere else.
New York.
Oh, Jesus. God. That's
what is that room?
100%. That's 100% of Beetlejuice room. That is 100% of Beetlejuice room.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking
You will be
hideous.
Murdered. That's where they sacrifice you.
Yeah, man, there's skin fucking people in those closets. You know
there's
it.
There's so much marble in this house. What do you need to wipe all the blood off the walls for? What? Right. Why can't you have regular walls?
I'm done looking at that, Ian. I'm sorry. It's just aggravating. We're going to do a story. I'm sorry. I get aggravated. I'm going to get mad. We're going to get mad about
chair?
All this stuff, though.
Go to the 500 million one. It'll make you much happier. Oh, no, wait. Watch the Darman video.
No.
Come
no.
on.
Next week, we're spacing this out. We're not going to just do it all. We're going to space it out.
Fine.
You have some ideas. We're going to follow your ideas. I'm happy that you showed us these things. I'm very angry at them.
They're
That's
never
good.
Do this again.
But I'm going to wait a week.
Thing I ever saw.
And we're going to watch the guy give his, I don't know, his speech or whatever next week. And then we'll also cover stories. So we're going to put a story in here. So let me stop this. Oh. The kitchen is also terrible, too. Like, the kitchen is not functional. It's an ugly, non-functional kitchen. Because why would you put an island in between your stove and
Thank
your
you.
Sink?
You can
That's
walk
terrible.
Around it.
What are you fucking... Do you vault it every time? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, Cecil, it's a $39 million fixer-upper.
Yeah.
It's a $39 million fixer-upper. That's
it's
what it is.
It's 100% exactly what it is. All right, I'm going to put this story in here. We're going to watch something else. Here we go.
Looks
We're
like
going to talk about
set.
Something else.
Oh, someone said that.
All right. This story, low wages and crappy jobs gave us the labor shortage. Republicans think overly generous unemployment benefits are keeping people from working. Biden might be taking the bait. This story is about the people who are not willing to pay their workers a living wage or even a fucking wage at all. And they're willing to just like have, there's all these rashes of signs out lately that you're seeing where people are not hiring. They just don't even bother to raise the rate. They don't even bother to fucking like pay money. They just close the store down in spite.
Yeah. Well, and then there's lots of signs too that I've seen where the workers are putting their own signs up. So there's a sign that says, you know, closed due to worker shortage. And the workers are putting signs up underneath it. It says basically like, yeah, we don't want to work for fucking free. You know, unemployed, we're not working for fucking $7.25 an hour. Give us a reasonable wage. They're fighting back on the same signage, man. There's like a whole, yeah. There's like a whole like push-pull thing going on.
Yeah.
For how long has the right told us that $15 an hour, that a livable wage is not for flipping burgers, right? If you want a better job, go get a better job. Don't take the job. That's what capitalism is. You don't want to work for free. If you don't want to work for fucking $7 an hour, don't do it. You don't have to do it. That's capitalism. And I fucking love right now that people aren't doing it. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I love
think
it. Don't show up for that shit.
Yeah. I think it's great too. And you know, the thing is that there's plenty of places out there that have proven that model wrong, that they pay a living wage, they pay enough money, and everybody prospers. The people at the bottom are able to get some of that wealth back because they're selling you their time, man. When you go in there and you make a not a lot of money, especially some of these like fucking hard ass jobs. Tom, you and I have had some hard ass jobs in our life.
Yep.
And some of these hard ass jobs don't pay you anything and they grind you down. You have to work on your feet for a fucking long ass time. You're fucking constantly like, it's just fucking so difficult. It's so difficult to make a living wage or just a wage, any kind of wage. And then to also be ground down constantly at your job, to constantly be ground down where you're basically giving them your time, but you're also giving them your body, which is being just ground to a nub.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, every time you punch into work, you're selling time you'll never get back. You're selling those hours. You're selling that time. You're selling the work of your hands. You're selling the work of your mind. And, like, that you don't get that shit back. You don't. So it's got to be fucking worthwhile. And I think people are willing to work as long as they feel like they get something for that work in return. But why the fuck should people show up to work to be treated poorly?
Yeah.
I mean, how many jobs have you had where like the expectation was that you would the straight up expectation out the gate was that you were just a replaceable fucking meat puppet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shut the fuck up and make work happen until we're done with you. And then when we've chewed you into fucking nubs and bits, we'll shit you out the other side.
Yeah.
100%. That's so many jobs, man.
Yeah.
That's so many jobs. And then they don't give you benefits and they don't give you fucking vacation. And they don't give you sick time. They give you nothing. They don't get anything out of jobs like that. You don't make any money. You don't make any benefits. You don't make a goddamn thing. And then you're treated like shit. And people want to know, oh, I don't know why people don't want to show up for work. Because it's horrible. It's just horrible. It's demeaning.
So many jobs that I had growing up that were that they made you feel like they were doing you a favor. Yeah. Right. You're giving them their time. You're giving them your, you know, like I said, your body. I remember I worked for UPS for a couple of weeks. And in UPS, they expect you to move the entire time. Don't stop. And I was sick one day, and I was sick, and I wasn't feeling well, and I was moving slow. And the guy kept knocking on my semi-truck because I was unloading trucks. And he kept knocking on, and he's like, hey, man, you got to move. And I said, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm sick. I'm going as fast as I can. He's like, you got to go faster. You got to go faster. And I wasn't making a lot of money there. I was making as much money. I was doing it as a second job, but I was making as much money as I made in my other job. And I'm unloading and I'm going as fast as I can, but I'm sick as a dog. Come in, guy knocks on my door. Last time he knocked on my door, I said, I quit. And I start walking off. And he said, you can't quit. I said, fuck you. I can fucking quit if I want. Eat a bag of dicks. And I started walking away. And he started trying to like give me a line about how, oh man, that's what's fucked up with the world. People just walking away from stuff, walking. I'm like, sorry, man, the world's fucked up, buddy. Peace, I'm out. And I punched out, and I never walked in there again.
Yep.
And it's because the dude was a slave driver. He needed to unload those trucks, and there's no way to say no to the guy above him, right? There's no way for him to be like, hey, man, it's a hot day. A couple of my guys are sick. We're not going to get through all those trucks. There's not a no answer for him. He's got to get it done. And that's the way that our system works. That's just how that system works. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that system. And he lost a worker that day. And someone else had to pick up that slack.
Yeah. That's the thing is that shit, that pressure starts at the top. And it is unrelenting all the way to the bottom.
Yep.
It's not some middle manager deciding that that's where the pressure should be. That's not at all the thing. Like that guy's worried about feeding his family. That guy's worried about losing his job. He doesn't get all those fucking trucks loaded. That's his ass, right? So he can't treat you well. And that's bullshit. And he can't treat you well because the guys above him, they don't treat him well. And that shit is always at the top. It always starts from the top. You got to fucking reform the system completely from the top. The problem is, like, we talk all the time, at least the right talks all the time, about reforming the system from the bottom. Fix the workers. Well, they only want to fix the workers because it makes the guys at the top more fucking money. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not because it's better for the workers, but most of us are workers. And most of us aren't at the top.
Someone says that my tracking said it would be here today. That's because they didn't hire enough people to do the work. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
They didn't hire enough people to do the work. If there was more people and more time for people to not have to work 100%, 100% of the time, then it doesn't matter, right? Then it doesn't. And I was union there, by the way. I was on a union. But that union is only for, like, massive strikes. They're not there to protect the worker. They're there to protect the wages for everyone and on occasion. But they're union. They are union there. But I never felt any of those protections while I worked there. I never felt like the union would come and swoop in and save me while I was there. And that's the problem is they should have people. More people need to work there in order to make sure that that's possible. That all those packages go out, whether one guy goes down or two guys go down or three guys go down. And they're never busting your ass to the point of exhaustion every day. Instead, you're just working. That's it. And they don't do that. They would never do that. For the same reason they understaff restaurants. For the same reason they understaff all these other places. For the same reason you got to wait for things. It's because they look at the way it's going to work and they say, how can I get the most profit out of this? Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah. What's the least amount of money? They spend the least amount of money that they absolutely have to on employee costs What is the minimum amount I can spend on employee costs? Every dollar they spend on employee costs is a dollar of profit they lose.
Yeah.
And it makes more sense in any profit-driven system where profit is the only goal, right? Profit is the only goal of capitalism, which makes no sense because profit isn't human. Like, we don't win just because there's profits. We're all human beings, but we don't have a human being-based system. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. We're humans who build a system for not humans, for just a tiny, like, we build entire systems that do nothing but prop up and support a tiny fraction of us at the expense of the bulk of us.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking bonkers. That's absolutely bonkers. But yeah, man, like, they're going to, if they need 11 guys to load those trucks, they're going to hire 11 guys. And yeah, someone's going to be sick and someone's going to take a day off and someone's going to quit, but they're not going to hire 14 guys.
No.
To make sure they've got plenty of capacity. They're not going to do that. They're not, and they're going to hire 11 guys based on the average amount of volume.
Yeah.
And during peak time, they'll just yell at you to work faster.
Yep.
You know
that's
why?
Exactly,
because fuck you, that's why.
Yep. Because they, you're replaceable, they're getting yelled at too from above them to work faster. So they're going to pass it on down. That's going to happen every single time.
Yeah. And in jobs like that,
it's rare you work in an industry where that doesn't happen. It's there are some industries where that doesn't happen, but those are like highly skilled industries, I think. I don't think that there's many industries where that doesn't happen, where especially when you're talking about a production industry, that happens all the time. They understaff all the time and they overbook all the time. Look at the fucking airlines. They overbook all the time.
Well, I'll say this, like, it wasn't a job like that. It was not a low-paying job, but I was in real estate and housing. So I worked for a title company. And I kept my job after the 2008-2009 crash. But a lot of people didn't keep their jobs. And those of us who did keep our jobs, they worked us like fucking dogs, man. They worked us. I worked at that job at least 60, often 80 and more hours a week, every week. I worked.
Yeah,
you remember that. I worked.
You were never available. You were never available. Yeah.
I worked constantly at that job. And
you would work until 3 in the morning.
I work 9 to 2 a.m. I work 9 to midnight. Sometimes I just get a hotel down the road because it was not worth coming home just to go back to the office the next day and keep working. And you did that because they sold you this narrative that, like, well, hey, man, tough times, and you made it through, and not everybody made it through, and there's a lot of resumes out there that look like yours. And the reason I tell that story is like, now I find myself in a different position because the real estate market's real hot. So the employees have all the power, and it's a balance, right? It's a shift of power. When the employers have all the power, man, workers got nothing. They can replace you tomorrow, and they'll tell you they can replace you tomorrow. And I think what's great right now is the employees are saying, yeah, we're not willing to do it. You want us more than we need you. And that's the only way that we're ever going to have any kind of workers' rights, is when employers need employees more than the employees need the employer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's right now, there's plenty of places out there that are not paying nearly enough to keep people working there. And there's going to be a point, there's going to be a breaking point where people finally are not going to be able to, or they're not going to want to go to work for that. They're not going to want to go to work for those crumbs. And we shouldn't expect them to, man. We shouldn't expect them to. And there's also that rite of passage bullshit that everybody likes to play, especially those people in Congress, man, where they constantly are like, oh, man, I bust tables when I was a kid, and you just got to get your hard knocks on so you can feel like you're a big man later on in life and talk about it all the rest of your life, even though you lived a fucking life of luxury after that fucking summer that you bust tables, you know? But everybody's got these weird stories to make it feel like it's something that is, you know, a rite of passage. It's not. They took time away from you and they gave you nothing in return.
Yep.
They gave you scraps in return. You gave them what could have been the best times of your life. You know, you're talking about the young years of your life are the best times of your life. And you're giving that away to people for nothing. For pennies on the moment.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and the impact that working like that has on people, the impact on their health, on their families, on their relationships, and you sell that for fucking nothing an hour? Sell that for garbage an hour? It's outrageous, man.
Yeah.
It's so awesome to watch this break right now. Yeah. I hope these motherfuckers show up and they can't get their fucking latte and they can't get their fucking dry cleaning and they can't get whatever it is that they want. And they got to realize, like, oh, you know what? That's going to cost me profits.
Yep.
That's what that's going to fucking cost me. It's going to cost me fucking profits.
Yep. Let's do one more story, Tom.
Sure.
Salvation Army sued over failure to pay minimum wage for work required of people in rehab. I'll just have you read parts of it if you want.
Yeah, this is fucked up. Hang on a second.
And by the way, am I still choppy, Ian?
It was choppy when you were playing the video.
I think it's the video. I think it's a problem with that computer. I think the problem is that computer doesn't want to run video and me and do this at the same time. I think it has like, a real hard time with
better
that.
Better now, but everybody let us know. It was it might just be
let me know if there's any problems with me, if I'm still choppy or anything like that. Yeah, they say I'm not choppy at the moment. I'm pretty sure it's running that computer. Running the video is the problem.
Yeah, it could be Chrome being stupid.
Yeah. No, Ian built it on our stream.
I didn't build a computer.
Ian built it. We didn't catch on fire when he plugged it. We never reached that goal. We will. We will 100% if we reach that goal, have Tom build a computer, and whoever wins that drawing will get that computer.
That is.
It will be streamed.
You'll help me build it, though, right?
Like, No.
Nothing?
Give you the manual.
Absolutely not. We will give you
all the stuff. Do I get
the
manual at least?
No, you get the internet. You get the
I gotta look up how to do it.
You gotta look it up on the internet.
I don't even like the internet. Ugh, all right. All right, so this story comes from San Francisco, CBS Local. Salvation Army sued over failure to pay minimum wage for work required of people in rehab. A lawsuit filed Friday in San Francisco Superior Court touched off a potentially far-reaching battle against the Salvation Army, who are horrible, challenging the nonprofit's failure to pay for the work it requires from the individuals in its drug and alcohol treatment program. The Salvation Army operates 15 adult slavery centers. I'm sorry, adult rehabilitation centers. I just thought that working people without pay was slavery. Anyway,
yeah, no, I thought so too. I mean, but what do we know, Tom? We don't run a charity.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a religion.
I'm not a 501c3.
Come on. Drug or alcohol-dependent individuals are accepted into the free residential program for 6 months, during which time they are given room and board, as well as some individual and group counseling. Salvation Army's website states that the program provides housing, food, counseling, community, and employment as we work to treat the symptoms and ultimately the root causes of prolonged alcohol and drug dependence. However, according to the complaint, the cornerstone, this is the best part, the cornerstone of the Salvation Army's rehab programs is work therapy. That requires participants to work for the Salvation Army 40 hours a week and frequently more. That's indentured servitude.
Yep.
You just called it a different thing.
100%.
There's no. What is the difference? I pay you. You work 16 tons. What do you get? There's a fucking song about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
I think
shit.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. You know, this is the one time that that gay people and trans people get out easy because they don't have to do this.
Yeah, they don't have to. They can't go to the Salvation Army.
Because Salvation Army hates those people, so they won't help them. But in some cases, their help is not help.
No. Look, work therapy. These guys they work all day. They work fucking 40 hours or more a week. They get a gratuity, about $12 a week.
Jesus,
they get a canteen card that, again, can only be spent at the Salvation Army canteen. That's the motherfucking company store.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's what that is.
That's crazy.
That's the company store.
That's what the movie Rundown's about.
Jesus.
What's the movie Rundown with The Rock? And there's a company store.
for real.
Yeah, man.
For real. It is astonishing to me that they just so happen to discover that the cure to drug and alcohol problems is free fucking labor for them.
Yep.
Right? It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to start a drug and alcohol rehab facility for supermodels. Also, I've interestingly discovered that blowjobs are the cure for alcohol and drug dependence. Anyway, come to my blowjob rehabilitation center. blowjob therapy. You're going to have to do a lot of blowjob therapy. It's a whole thing. Anyway, I don't know. Don't blame me. Science, guys. I don't know.
Jesus, man. I can't believe they get away with that shit. I can't believe you get away with that shit. And nowadays, Jesus. Right? Someone said, Neve says they're serfs. That's what it is. Absolutely. Yeah. They're 100% serfs. It's serfdom. Like, it's fucking, there's a, the Salvation Army is the Lord and they're like ruling over their serfdom. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, here's a great comment. Salvation Army getting pretty close to work will set you free. Yeah. No shit.
Yep. Whew.
That's awful. All right.
So we wanted to tune you guys up a little bit of awful stuff. This also, speaking of awful stuff, Tom and I were on the 300th episode of God Awful Movies this upcoming week, I think. I don't know. I uploaded already, so I don't know when they do their releases. I think it's a Thursday release, a Wednesday release, maybe? No, Tuesday release? I don't know. It's one of those. Anyway, we'll be on that one. So 300, we're going to be on that one. And it's a really good movie, and Tom and I loved it. And
it was so fun to watch this movie. Super fun.
So we're going to be on that next Tuesday. So check it out on all your podcast players. It's the 300th episode of their program. So check it out. We'll be releasing a show, of course, this upcoming week. It's not going to be one of those round numbers or anything. I think it's 577. So check us out on Monday. And we'll be back next week. And maybe Ian will convince us to watch something else to make us angry. And then we will also cover stories. But come back next week. And come hang out with us and chill. It'll be a lot of fun. We are going to leave you, though, because we got to go do some more shows. So we got to bounce. But thanks so much for joining us, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week. All right? So bye-bye, everyone. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Ask for a raise. Whatever you do. Except for you, Ian.
Who, me?
No, damn it. No, it's fine, Ian. You can ask.
What's hilarious is we keep teasing because Morgan mixes their show. And we keep teasing. I keep saying things like, go ahead. Why don't you compare paychecks with Ian? Morgan, why don't you do that? Keep teasing him like we pay him more. Poor it's pretty Morgan. Funny. I don't know if we do or not. I just like to say
I have
it.
No idea if we do.
Kind of funny. And here's the other thing, too. I'll get into a pay war with him. I will do that.
Mm-hmm. It's like trying to grab their check. Ian's like, yes, we should do that.
I love this idea.
This is not
bad. Great.
I'll get into a pay war with him. You don't want
to be able to buy that $500 million house.
That's true. I got to save, guys. That's a Patreon goal. We need a $500 million Patreon.
Well, we got to get the $39 million condo as our starter.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the problem is that the $500 million patronage gets 40% off the top from Patreon or whatever. So,
at least it's not as bad as the fucking YouTube.
Yeah, cut. Fucking
YouTube.
YouTube
cuts like 99% or something.